you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
malgré tout sa grive, m'a chanté pour mon Dieu. Satan pas grave, pour ma continuer à chanter. Ma barre, moi pas attendre, m'a chanté pour lui. C'est pas moi qui choisis pour chanter. C'est mon Dieu qui choisit pour parler par en lui. Si c'est lui choisit pour rendre la guerre.
Well, well, good evening. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk. All day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys. Bonsoir tout auditeur, auditrice, communauté haïtien qui fréquence qu'on y a à Guardian 96.9 FM. C'est un plaisir. Un plaisir lié pour moi, pour moi là avec vous, pour moi même avec vous. Moi qui c'est Smith Joseph, li là en direct, live en direct. Et nous avons Andy 360 who is on his way. I want to give you guys a special, special thank you to tout le monde qui toujours branché sur émission. Me dit nous merci en pile et bienvenue en grand champ. Et m'a dit ambassade haïtienne bienvenue parce que me connais toujours branché sur émission ça. Et me dit merci tout de ce que yo toujours présent dans toute bagaille que communauté haïtienne a fait. I want to send my deepest sympathy to a woman that I love dearly, Mother Pierre, Julia Pierre, First Lady Julia Pierre, who lost her husband. We had the funeral today where people say, you know, the Haitian way is what the good don't last. That's what they normally say. And today I see that, you know, it's good to do good in life because when you do good, it pays off. Today, Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis, the community lost greatly, the Haitian community, they lost a giant of a man. I would say I lost a father who was dearly to all of us, who loved us, who was our mentor, our pastor. He was a great man of God, and it showed today at the Williams Auditorium. Where we went today to pay our last respect to him. It was a sad day, but I felt sad and happy at the same time to see that so many people showed up for him, you know, to pay their last respect to him because he was a good person. He was a humble man of God. So I want to send my deepest sympathy and condolences to the Pierre family and also Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis from Victory Chapel Church, who was his only, that was his only brother, Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis. He lost his only brother. So we want to send condolences to that church, Pastor, you know, Victory Chapel Church. And it's, you know, I still can't catch myself today because, you know, it really hurt all of us. Smith, good evening. Welcome. Sak passe.
Bonsoir, Lady T. Et bonsoir, auditoire, auditrice. Et super branché. Nous saluons. Et en grand gens et en grand nombre. Et nous disons bon Dieu merci pour Faveli. Nous-mêmes jusqu'à maintenant que nous-mêmes nous là n'a pas travaillé ensemble et encore on a dit condoléances à la famille Nelson défunt Nelson Pierre parce que d'ailleurs pendant n'a parlé avec vous là c'est défunt pour nous dire et dernier bon d'asset il est en mettre dans toi c'est ça que fait nous-mêmes nous presque c'est ton dernier monde qui t'est quitté et cimetière et côté qui nous était dans auditorium là qui était plein monde qui était dehors presque plus que monde qui était dedans et puis nous fait tout moyen possible nous aller dans cimetière n'a fait dernier service encore et puis regarder tout le monde qui était dans l'église là et tout le monde qui dans cimetière là après au fin descendre cercle là dans toi et puis c'est celle lui-même qui était ça t'a touché comme l'aime t'a fait live là et moi qui t'aime t'ai vu non Jean Bagay vraiment triste pour tout le monde qui t'avait à dernier moment ou celle qui pas arrêté
it's a sad part that's the spot sad part when it comes to death
so
he had thousands of persons yeah. there today representing thousands of persons representing and paying their last respect.
Oh, yeah.
And the most important thing is, I would say, it wasn't persons might look at it and say, oh, so much Haitians know.
Oh, yeah.
It was a community
it's
that
community.
Was mixed.
We, yeah. we have a lot of behemoths.
It was a lot of behemoths. It was a lot of Christians.
A lot of behemoths.
A lot of pastors that he paid tribute to him, that he used to work with, and that he did good for. Because, you know, he was an honorable, honest pastor.
Right.
You know, you never heard Reverend Nelson Pierre in no kind of foolishness,
right.
as the people would say. Yeah. And so today at William Thompson Auditorium, next to the Bahamas Baptist College, I think that's through Jane Street of
Jane
Prince
Street,
Charles Drive, we saw it. We saw that his name speak for itself.
Yeah, yeah.
The work that he did in both communities speak for itself. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to continue to do good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you see, when you do good, how it falls. Remember that you have especially our Governor General.
Mm-hmm.
She was
Cynthia
here.
Cynthia Mata
Pratt was there. And
Glennis Hannah Martin,
exactly.
Minister
we have a lot of government official was
there,
so son bon travail
the
et
Haitian
yo
embassy
même,
was there and then listen everybody was there it was a day that everybody needed to be there whoever you know was somebody or who interacted with him because that's the kind of person he was once you had a chance to meet him he left you know
he left this
that impact in your life where you had no choice but to you know to love him. And that's how he was, a humble man, a humble servant of God. And it hurt my heart today.
Even though that was
like a full day work for me.
Yeah, you would, because you start work from I couldn't.
I got there at 10.
10, and you start from 10 until then. I don't know. I lost you, but I look for Andy. You tell me Andy inside.
Andy
I look
was
all
right.
over the place. I don't see Andy. I don't know. Where I call him, he answered me, but I still can't find where
he
said.
Yeah, because that place was so
huge. Yeah, the place is just huge. But
we saw you. I told Andy, see Smith right there. As you were working, we saw the work that you were doing, and we appreciate that. Andy 360, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Bonsoir.
Good evening, Bahamas. Good evening, Lizzie, my brother Smith. But, you know, we have to do our part.
Yeah.
It's amazing, all of us. Sorry, it's amazing that all of us come here with the same funeral clothes
that
we had on all day.
Exactly.
that's a rough day.
Yeah, that's a rough
Nobody
day.
Nobody even had a chance to change.
Yeah.
From 10 o'clock this morning, the funeral went on, and it just actually
the Pastor ended. Nelson, he was truly, truly the man of God.
A giant man.
I can see
man.
Today. But anyway, only God knows. That's what I could say.
Yeah. Hurts.
You know, I was sad, but at the same time, you know, when they was mentioned what he was preaching the last time before he died,
that really
touched my heart.
Yeah, when they said, what was it again? They said that he said, God bless Metropolitan Church and all of its members.
Yeah. Yes.
And he unite together. That was his last sermon. That was his, that's what he preached about. And that
love,
was the last time. And he told them it would. And he also told them that would have been the last day that they heard him preach, huh? He already knew that he was going to God.
So I'm saying, like a lot of people always say, when you're going to die, you know. But you can't tell.
No. That's something, hey.
Yeah.
They already said it.
Yeah, someone
said
that before to me.
After the person died, say, hey, okay.
Okay, the person said
exactly.
something,
yeah,
but
person
you couldn't
exactly
understand.
Because, you know, when you be
even the person was understanding, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, if I'm going to die, I say, lazy, I'm going to die now. But
I'm like, what is this man, friendly man, talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So That's why when you say you love someone, right, you got to show them.
You
right
have to
day.
Show
that's why
them
he said
every
was preaching.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Preaching. You have to show yeah. them every day that every you day. Love and you appreciate them. Do not wait till they go, because you never know if you're going to get that chance again. Exactly. And yeah. you never know it's going to be your last time to see Andy, to see Smith, right. to see any.
Smith, my brother, you know, I love you.
I love you too, woman. I love you.
And I love both of
I
you
love
guys
you.
Thank as you, my thank brothers. You, and yes. I appreciate y'all yes. so much.
Yeah, but thank you very much. Actually, you bring me water too, so.
I brought everybody water. Yeah, I know he was in the heat.
Yeah, exactly.
He was in the heat all day. Yeah. And so. Then that sun and that auditorium was,
oh, yeah,
even
it was
though
packed.
It was huge, mm-hmm. where it was so packed, it still was hot. The AC wasn't doing anything because
no,
it was
too much people inside. It's
so
people.
We lost the senior pastor of Metropolitan Church of the Nazarene. Who has been serving there for over decades.
Oh, yeah. Over decades,
20
yeah.
plus years.
Plus, yeah.
Pastor mm-hmm. Nelson Pierre, mm-hmm. Who also is the brother of, as I mentioned before, who also is the brother of Pastor Antoine
yeah,
Saint-Louis,
yeah, Pastor
his
Antoine
only
Saint-Louis.
Brother, mm-hmm. Who is the senior pastor at Victory Chapel Church through Mini Street.
Right.
And so I know. They are grieving. Even though we are reading, we lost him. But that's his brother. And also
yeah,
the
yeah,
wife,
exactly.
my heart
yeah.
goes out to her. You know, she said he told her that they were gonna grow old together.
Right.
She never
yeah, yeah. she never thought.
She never well, thought.
In life, one
got
to go before us, okay? One got to go. One got to go, then the other one goes. None of us.
And
not,
that, you know what,
go
to tell you the
time.
Truth, that's the scary part about
yeah.
me, like, yeah. getting married. But I know, and someone say, oh, maybe she still do it. But today, as I watched the wife, you know, the first lady, Julia Pierre, talked about her husband, to know that he's in the coffin, he left her, and he's not
right.
coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I get scared. I'm like, wow, when I get married, then what if, you know?
No, don't be scared.
Yeah.
You know, this is a part of our life.
Yes.
Exactly. All of us have to go, and no matter what.
I
no
know.
What.
Mind
yeah.
you,
we
all
have
know we have
day.
To go,
yeah.
but everybody's not ready to go. You're never ready
no,
to go.
No,
and you're
no,
always
no,
scared.
No, nobody ready to go. You heard a song say, everybody won't go to heaven, but no, nobody won't die.
Yeah, everybody so, won't go to heaven, but nobody won't die.
I think that's the, just when you... Wouldn't battle, right? Who sing that
I think
song?
So. And so it brings us back to say to love one another,
yeah.
to do right by one another.
Right.
And that is just that is the thing that we've always been preaching about. I think one time I had a show here where I had said that I'd give somebody a breakfast or money or something. I didn't say that because I wanted people to know what
right.
I did, you know. Mm-hmm. I did that because I want somebody to listen to the message, to see. When was the last time that you did good? When was the last time, you know, a lot of us, we grow up in the ghetto, you know. Not everybody who's living out west now or who has money now can say, hey, I was born with a silver spoon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us had to work hard to get ourselves out of the ghetto. Or maybe some kind of inheritance from our parents, or maybe our jobs that we, you know, we went to school and we fight through the ghetto, we got a good job, or we may have been picked from, you know, in the NBA or some kind of good thing that happened to us by God's grace. But when was the last time that you that moved out east or out west, that you who may become the MP now, or who may become an accounting now, or who may become a minister now, when was the last time that you went to your neighborhood, sat down, talk to the people who you grew up with, just casually, or just say, you know what, I'm going to have a day where I just have breakfast and just listen to their problems, have a conversation. And you don't have to be a member of parliament, but you can be, I'm just giving an example for everybody, anybody. Who is somebody now that moved out of their neighborhoods to say, let me just go back and see how everybody's doing. You know, just to maybe spend an hour and just hail somebody. Maybe carry breakfast for this person who I remember used to have my back when I used to tote water from the pump or when my current was off and I could go by their house. When was the last time that you did that?
That's,
when was the last time that you did a good deed?
A lot of them, they forgot where they came from, you know, and they play forgot. If they like where they used to live, the neighbor used to go by the neighbor, bought water, eat together, you know, drink together. They forgot the spot. When they become a big boss, they forget where they came from. They forget Lizzie, they forget me, they forget Angie, who always around them.
I don't know. I've never thought or think that money is something that's supposed to change you.
They don't forget, you know. They just play forget. Nobody ever forget where you're
from. Do we act like because, you know, I'm a millionaire now, or I have a better job, or a better car, or a better house, you're not on my level anymore? Is that how we act now with one another? That's what it is? We forget that we are all humans, mm-hmm. and we all bleed the same. And it's important, if you can help somebody to do so, to do a good deed. Have you ever, I could ask myself, Anderson could ask himself, Smith could ask himself.
Yes.
What good deed have you done this year? What did you do? You could reflect on your own self.
Yeah.
Because we are a Christian nation. You know, some conversations and topics they don't like us to have.
Mm-hmm.
But we are a Christian nation.
Yeah.
Qui dernier fois un monde te fait un bagay bon pour dire ça représenter nous-mêmes comme un pays qui une nation qui bon Dieu parce que c'est une nation bon Dieu nous.
Yeah.
C'est une nation. Qui dernier fois où te fait un bon bagay? Où te dit que ça OK bon Dieu béni avec plus monde ça pas gain moins. Bon moi les monde ça pour moi si manger jodi a.
Il y a un métal, avant ça, je vais dire nos témoignages pas pour Anessa.
When was the last time? What did you do?
Yeah. That I'll you tell can. You the last
I'm going to say in English because I think I have a lot of English listeners.
Yeah, you have plenty of them. In
a lot.
Life too.
So,
yeah.
When was the last time that you yourself, you can look upon yourself, reflect upon yourself, and say, hey, I am so happy today. I did a good deed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, to call Anderson and say, oh, I feel this person, you know, but within yourself,
mm-hmm.
you feel happy to say, wow, God, I am so happy that I did this. Because we know it's just like when you do bad, your conscience, if you
your
are a person of
yeah.
God or you're a person that has mm-hmm. conscience, you can feel like, for example, if my sister wants a ride, right? And she said, oh, Tedley, drop me there. And I said, no, I'm not dropping you. And, you know, sometimes I take off, right? I remember one time I reached at the end of the corner, right? And I turn around because my conscience hit me and I gone back. I said, you know what? Come, let's go. You know?
Yeah.
Because my conscience hit me to say, Tedley, you know you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
You're consistent in the ride. And even if you're not going that way, you may be late for where you're going.
Way,
but drop
still,
off
yeah,
first
yeah. still
because
going.
That is called conscience. Mm-hmm. That is called somebody that is living by what God has taught you or the church that you affiliate with mm-hmm. as young and what, you know, you had learned from young. So it's something good. So, I mean, it's something bad to say, hey, I had to go back for her. So it's just the same way. When you do something bad, your conscience hits you. So when you do something good, it's the same
thing. It's the same thing.
You could feel, hey, I don't have to brag about it, but I feel good that this person needed my help and they called me and I helped them. I feel good that even though I'm not making plenty money, but this person needed some money to pay their rent or to feed their child. I brought them grocery or I, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I saw you the other day with Manzo.
Oh.
To the food store. I said, wow, looking at Manzo. You know, I don't been in church for a couple anyway. So I don't hardly see her.
So, that's all I'm saying. Let's be our brother's keepers. Because this country depends on us. I don't care what nobody said, Haitian behavior. It's not that. Once we are in the country, we are supposed to make sure that we are doing our part. We become one big community. Whether we like it or not. We have to live as one because we are our sisters or brothers. So, am I going to leave somebody on the floor because they are behavior or Haitian?
No,
they are humans.
No,
that's not what I was taught. I was taught to be good to all. This is a Christian nation. Now, I am not saying for any Haitians to come here and break the law.
That's different.
Right. But at the the point of the matter is that we have to learn to be our brother's keepers. We have to learn to be good to one another, because we never know. We don't wanna have any regrets. And as simple as this, to say, the simple things could cause us not go to heaven.
Not go to heaven.
Can you imagine? The simple things, when we think we are so good, we have hatred for people for no reason. All of this will cause us. Why am I preaching today?
Preaching system.
Preaching system. Go ahead. Like Wally just said, yeah. Andy, I don't know what's going on today. Who's going to preach today? Who's going to sing? You see, Andy, you going to sing? Smith going to preach? No, no, not Smith preaching.
No.
Lazy preaching.
Lazy preaching. That's what she's doing now. She's preaching on what, like,
you know,
15 minutes.
I mean,
so,
it's really good. It teaches us. You know, when you go to those things, you go to funerals, and not only that, but when you see one another, that life is, you know, how important it is to share with the people you love.
Yeah.
And if you have one piece of bread, because I was taught growing up home with six, you know, it's six kids. Growing up home with five of my sisters, my daddy used to buy one bread, and we all have to eat that
you
together.
Share.
And we don't have no peanut butter, because sometimes we couldn't afford that.
Right.
So
dry bread.
We eat a dry.
Yeah,
or we get
dry.
Mayo.
Yeah.
We put mayonnaise in it. Everybody put mayonnaise, and we drink water. And we go to sleep. I've never had a hungry night. But, you know, we learn to share. We learn, as a child, I don't know how you was brought up, because, you know, some children too, depends on how they was brought up. And you have a lot of children who in broken homes now, so who don't have the advantage that I had, because I always grew up with both of my parents, so they taught me the right stuff. And I've always been in church all of my life, you know.
Exactly, because they don't have it. They don't have it all the time.
Yeah.
But
so
I remember when
are
I
you
was
teaching
young.
Your kids to do the right thing, to grow up the right way, to be good to one another? What are we teaching our children and ourselves? What are we doing? What examples are we giving to them, so that they can go by? Let's reflect upon ourselves as a Christian nation. It starts from us. Let's start from each and every one of us. And again, it adds up to everything else. When you talk about killing, talk about gangs,
that's not our streets.
That's a lot of topic we got to touch.
Yeah. We just lost three young men yesterday. So very sad.
And as I drove by last night from work, somebody got shot. Right there.
Super value.
Super value. Right there in the Washoes. Super Wash on Nassau Street. Headshot.
So it's very sad.
Are we not in fear of God anymore? It's okay to just go to our brothers and just shoot people, take people's lives without even thinking twice anymore, no more? We're not even saying we're going to shoot them in the foot to teach them a lesson, or just talk to them, or, you know, something.
Kill them.
As we gotten to this point where we just taking one another's lives without even thinking, if this person has kids, they have mother, they have a father, they have a wife, is it just okay to do so?
Yeah.
As a Christian nation,
we need to wake up. We need to wake up, and then, like I said, talking to our children to teach them the way, the right way, the way it's supposed to be. To teach them about the Bible. To teach them. There's so many things happen now. Now, you can't tell me you have your son or your daughter. You just step out, you don't even know where they're going. Not any friend could go out with them. You need to find out who their parents is before you let them. Hey, you know what? You're free to go out with Smith. You need to find out who's Smith's parents, who's legitimate parents. That's where this problem came from, you know. Sometimes a lot of them, innocent child, because they have their friend who don't, nobody really know what they've been doing while they're on the road.
And really and truly, I watched a live, and that broke my heart.
Yeah.
I've never watched such sad live. I witnessed had it live. That's Ridgeland Park, where those seven boys got shot. Two died on the scene. Now I haven't got any information about the other five that are in the hospital. And one of the parents is a Haitian woman.
Yeah, it's a Haitian.
And as I watched the live, because, you know, of my Creole background, I heard the woman saying, "Woy, woy, woy, mes ami, mes ami." She was on the floor like
she
a baby.
Out. Yeah, she passed out. Yeah, she passed out.
And she lost.
She lost her son.
She lost her son.
Yeah.
And I can't say, hey, her son, you know, deserve it. He wasn't no good.
Right.
At the end of the day, no matter what our kids are doing, we would probably want them to change their lives and become a better person. A better citizen to this country, but not to go in the grave.
Not to go. You know, this
not
thing,
to bury our kids. Everybody makes mistake, because let me tell you, if you didn't die when you was in the ghetto, you had your degree. Now you change your life. It's because you probably had a mentor. You had somebody that helped you. You may had a father in the home. Some of these children now. Do you know how much single women are out there? Growing these children up by themselves, especially boys. And I've always said this on my show. Whoever listened to my show would say this. Mothers going to work at night don't even have time for these children. Some of them are growing up their own selves.
Yeah.
In the womb, that's another thing.
that's another thing.
So they can't even tell you what friends the children have, who they hanging out with, what they are doing. All they probably call, hey, what you saying? You eat today? You lock my door? Anybody in my house? That's what they call and say.
But let's see, you know something. You know something I noticed that about the Asian parents, some of them. I have my son, right? Two sons. Them two is a soccer players. They love soccer. You know how many times they've been playing, there's a lot of them who's Asian. Like when the white people let me not say that. Okay. You could be like at the field, you could count how many people be sit down watching the boys and playing soccer. If you find one of Asian parents or two, you're not gonna find more than that. It's at the field, there's so many of them who's playing soccer. We came from the Asian parents.
But their parents are not there.
Exactly.
And we've changed.
That's what I'm saying.
But
you can't tell me you have your sons every day, you're going to do practice, you're going to play soccer. You never spend time, even one day, to sit down watching your son playing.
We get too comfortable.
Come on, man.
Listen, parents, we are getting too comfortable. A lot of us, we are getting too comfortable. And this is not the time. This is the time to wake up Bahamas. Time to stop blaming the government. Stop blaming the pastors. Stop blaming the leaders. They are your kids. Blame yourself. Nobody but yourself. Let's blame ourselves.
I told my son, like, that was after one game, while I was drive home, me and him was talking. Me dit comme ça. Ouais. Ou kawe en différence, laisser payer mais comme l'autre mon cap jeu. Ouais, en l'air gain. En pile parent qui venu pour garder ti mon cap jeu.
Haïtien changer haïtien. Quand
on m'a demandé haïtien comment faire, yo pas jambe là.
Est-ce qu'on connaît qui bailler?
Si tu mon nan du libre jouer boule. Attends, pas jamais si on joue regarder qui croit tel bagage boule là. Qui ça qu'elle va faire? Est-ce que c'est jouer boule là là aller?
Là aller. Bon, même dans réunion l'école, petit meeting. Yo pareil ou pas venir facile.
Because we have a different set of parents now.
Yeah,
these are the younger generation parents. My parents in that kind of time.
I know. Not Mr. Perry.
Listen to me. That water truck will be there to pick me and drop me off. Not him. What soccer? And he want to know who the coach is, where the coach come from. What kind of coach this is? Where your parents come from? What he's do? How he look? My daddy want to know everything. Then he want to look at everything first to make sure you could even join that. That you weren't even in that yet, you know. Then he tell you, say, okay, okay, I'll see if you could go, but I'll have to pick you up and drop you off to make sure that's where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This was the kind of parents that I know about.
That's what make you where you are today.
So I'm wondering now, is this new generation of parents, are we slacking off? Have we changed? Because I'm the new generation of parents too. So I want to make sure that I do the right thing that my dad did for me because I have a son. Are we slacking off? Or are we not
I
doing
did the right
what
thing
we're supposed
my
to do?
Parents did for me. Even my daughter now, she's going to be 19 years old. Everywhere she go, if I have to job her, I job her and pick her up.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if she go, she only have two friends. They came home school together, to college together. I said.
Because I dislike the fact that we've always been blaming the government for crime. We blaming somebody else for what our kids are doing. Why not ourselves? What are we doing? What have we been pouring into the kid to make sure that these children change their lives? What have we been doing? If we know, for example, our kid are hanging with a different, you know, sometimes you know what I do, and it's not a right thing. Hey, let me tell you all. If I have, for example, it's not right, but I have a lot of police friends, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, I know it's not a good thing. Can you please look and see if this person's straight for me?
Yeah.
Before, and it's not a good thing, before, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a good thing because I surrounded by a lot of police friends. Check and find out what's going on because I need to make sure, you know, that everything is safe and okay. And sometimes I feel guilty, but I'm not.
Yeah,
because I want to make sure.
It's 100% safe.
Yeah.
It's
a good thing to do. We have to make sure that we know who our kids are hanging out with. If we see somebody who we feel like is not, you know, a good company for our child and they taking our child the wrong way somewhere where we don't want our child to go because we want our child to focus on their education so they could be good citizens to this country and pour back into this country because when we leave, we want this country to grow and we want the best for this country because our kids, this is their country. This is our country. So we want the best for this country. So in order to do that, that means we have to pour the best in our children so they could become good citizens to contribute to this country. So in order to do that, we have to make sure also the same dreams and aspirations with them.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
So when we see that, you know, if I see my son is hanging out with somebody that he shouldn't be hanging out with, it's my job to say, hello, no. Cut him off. As long as you're living under my roof, you're not paying any rent. Your food for free, you don't pay for school.
Yeah.
If you want to hang with him, you know what's the best thing to do. You're going to move out of my house. I don't care if you're 13. That means you can't listen to me no more.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you can't listen to me as your parent to tell you don't hang out with him, then you don't deserve to live under my roof. That's how I was brought up.
You know, no, that's how we grew up.
Oh, no, that's how
not,
I was brought
not
up.
Not under our
dad.
Roof.
Not under my roof. And if I see that you bring something home, like an iPhone 13, an iPhone 14.
Where you get it from?
You're
is
not
it working?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Even though this is working at some value, it's a parker. You have to let me know how much you pay for it, where is the receipt, when you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
Ah. Then you just go buy it and I just say,
latest Jordans too? Not even only the tennis, the latest Jordans? Mm-hmm. And then you bring in the latest Jordans. What kind of job you have to be? I can't even buy that. You buying the latest Jordans.
Yeah.
I'm not even buying that for myself. Where did you get the money from? So we are slacking off because it's the little things that's going to show us that these children are doing something wrong.
Yeah.
They are not in the right lane. So once you have to start, the people say you have to cut the tree. Right? What they said about the tree? Don't let it...
You got to start twist the tree from the small. Don't let it get big.
That's right. So attack it from small.
Yeah, attack it from the small.
It's the little things. That's right. And, and we all have signs. Listen, in everything in life, there's a sign. Mm-hmm. There's always a sign. It's always a sign. We all have signs that these kids are up to something and we ignore the signs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes we're not paying attention to the children. So they do things, they get away with it. And when we see they out of order, you see they out
put
of
them
order,
in the place.
You call the police. If you can't do nothing, Smith talked about this before.
Yes.
You called the police and you said, sir.
I carried my son.
Lock him up.
Yeah. I did that before. Though.
Hello.
My son, he was like 5 years old.
I will call 911 and I will lock your hip up. I don't care because you ain't going to beat me in my house. I's a woman, you's a boy. That even make it worse.
Yeah,
it's 5 years old.
I say, listen to me. I don't care if I call the SWAT team. Carry him as long as you're locking him. Lock him up.
My son was 5 years old.
Because I'm not growing any child to be a nuisance to this country.
Alicity, my son was 5 years old. My wife and I, we went to the food store. Down right over there. We went to the food store with them.
Okay, Andy, hold that thought. 1 second. Don't forget, we are sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. You are listening to Let's Talk Together. We will be right back, right after this break. Seye, epi chita, s'il vous plaît. Yap releu pou radiographie. C'est ça qui fait rire Saltan. Ou pas gain problème dans Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat. Ça veut dire entrée sortie. Si test depuis stage montré écran radiologue nous ca condi alternatif test dépistage ça. Kounya la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with fresh news, smart talk all day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us. For those who just tuned in, you are live. We are live. You have just tuned in to Let's Talk Together with Lady T, Andy 360, and Smith Joseph. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us. Pour tout le monde qui fait un branché ou branché dans Guardian 96, FM avec animatrice communautaire haïtienne Lady T. Nous gagnons Andy 360. Nous gagnons Smith Joseph qui est là avec nous dans l'émission ça, émission communauté haïtienne. C'est un plaisir pour nous là avec vous. So, those who just tuned in, we are talking about doing good deeds and you know, being our brother's keepers. And also, we are talking about pouring into our children. To be better citizens. If anybody wants to join the conversation, you can just call us. It's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I am sure sometimes you have a conversation. People may, as radio hosts, right, there are certain topics that you have, you don't even know where it come from. And so God anoint you, you know, to have certain topics for somebody that's listening. There is somebody who may be going through this now, who have a child at home, that they feel like, you know, this child need help.
You have a call.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Yes, am I live on the air?
You are live at Guardian 96. It's a pleasure.
Just listening in. This is the first time caller, and I just wanted to encourage you to continue the good work. There was something that was said a few minutes ago that really resonated in terms of particularly our males. I just had a recent conversation with a colleague, a very interesting point was raised in that I think there was a comment that was made on the talk show a few minutes ago about many single mothers, etc. I was raised in a household with a single mother, but the key thing is to remember that, particularly with young men, it's not particularly having a male in the household, it's having a male reference.
So, right.
Although my father may not have been in the house, I would have had various male references who, yes, to that point, my mother did the best she could raising a young man, but in the true sense of what needs to be done, particularly in the society today, we need more male references.
Yes, now, we do.
I'll hang up and listen to the commentary because I'm interested to see what you, either yourselves, your panel, or maybe some of the other callers have to say about that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the caller.
What do you say? It is the same
so.
Thing.
We do need a lot of male figures.
Do you know, my mother grew me up. My mother, I didn't have no daddy. My daddy died when I was 3 years old.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you.
I grew up with a single... A mother, right?
Single
parent. She didn't know how to read. She didn't know how to write. But actually, she make me what I am today. If sometimes she send me out, she keep you on the floor. If I let that dry,
you get beat up.
Beat up when I come back. So I got to make sure. Yeah, for true.
And you know,
clash out there.
And you know, he made a valid point,
Valid
to
point.
The sense that it is true that we have a lot of single mothers that raise sons are. You know, the best members of parliament who have become prime ministers. Mm-hmm. Because why? Mothers back in the
days.
Mm-hmm. Are these parents that we have now, why? What's the difference between the single mothers that we have now and the ones that we had, you know, back then? I think it's a difference.
Totally different.
It's a difference. And that's the problem that we have in society. Yeah. That's one. And the second thing is that we, as growing up, they used to say it takes a village to raise
a child.
And so growing up, if I pass and I don't say good afternoon, I can't let that devil fool me. Listen to me. Yeah. I don't care what bad day I had. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's raining. If I'm passing, Miss Paul, how's good afternoon, Miss Paul?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mistress Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me?
Oh, no.
You want them to go tell Mr. Petit, I passed and I didn't say good afternoon? Lord have mercy.
You get
that's trick or ass. Excuse me. Trick or hip.
Yeah, that's what you know.
Everything's different now.
Everything different.
Trick or hip.
They're talking about the vibes, what you say.
And it's true.
Yeah,
and
my dog.
One of them
at my work, they say, hey, boy, what you saying? I say, come here. Don't ever try that no more. Call me, hey, boy, what you saying? Yeah. You know who we're talking to?
So again, it brought us back to say, what are we pouring into our kids? What are we teaching them, this young generation of parents today, myself and others? You know, because sometimes we have kids at a young age. And, you know, society, things are different from back then, how they used to be, how we raise our kids now. It is totally different. But I'm telling you, if you need help, like the caller said, there are always male figures that are ready to help. who really does this? The child doesn't need to have a father at home, you know, which can be difficult. Because sometimes you get stressed out and you'll be like, oh, your daddy done dead. You done stressing me.
You put it on the child.
You know? And we put that extra stress on the child. And of course, we are losing a lot of our young men, a lot of fathers. So yes, the single mothers, they get frustrated because they feel like all the burdens on them because they have to be the provider now for the household. They have to make sure that the child have clothes on its back and they have food to eat. So they have, they pay the bills, and then, you know, it's the country, this country, it's really, you know, the cost of living is hard. So I know sometimes we can be frustrated, but like that, please, you do have family members. You, everybody have a male figure. I don't care what nobody said. Everybody has a male figure. Yeah. You can always find a good male figure. Excuse me. I'm not saying somebody that's not going to teach your child something that you don't want them to, but you can, you have a pastor, you may have an uncle, you have a cousin.
Even a friend.
A friend. Once it's a good person that's going to pour something that's positive into the child life, that is important. So let's do our part as parents. Yep. The numbers to call us is 325-4316, 325-4259, 323-6232. So if you want to be a part of this conversation, you can call Let's Talk Together. And that's not a problem because kids are everybody's problem. Yeah, because killing is everybody's problem. Because we all looking bad. Hello.
Like I try to.
We all feel it.
Don't forget where you're coming back. We come back.
You are coming back.
Like my wife and I, we went to the food store, Extra Value food store. Mm-hmm. My son, I think he was like 5 years old. And we went to the food store, we shop, and we go into the cashier, we pay all our stuff. I was just walking through the door, right? We saw our son have a pack of candy on his hand. We're trying to find out where he get it from.
Mm-hmm.
I said, did you pay for it? No. Where you get it from? He said, Dad, that was in his pocket. I said, in your pocket? I said, hold on now. And then we said, you know what he did is wrong?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I said, hold on now. You want to show something? We go back to the store. We call the manager to the store. We talk to him. And then we tell the manager, you know that? K.E.M., we're going to call the police. The manager say, no, we don't have to go to that. I say, no, don't worry.
You
don't want us to call the police?
Yeah.
K.E.M., put him inside the freezer.
Yeah.
We're going to call the police. Yes.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we did. He was 5 years old. We leave him inside the cooler for like almost like 30 minutes. And then he came out, we tell him, we turn the candy, and tell the manager, sorry, you're not going to do that no more. Next time you did that, you're going to sweat the police station.
Mm-hmm.
He cried, crying, 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 crying. Now my son is 15. He can't tell him nothing about the police because he's scared police.
Okay.
He installed that fear.
Mm-hmm. He's scared police.
You that's the fear you put on him. Yeah.
That fear, that fear into him.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of parents you are. But what, just like we just saying.
But one time we carry one of them to the police station. I don't remember which one.
You put the fear into him.
Yeah, I put the fear to him. I do that to my son.
Yeah, ultimately, you always talk about what you did to your son. And listen to me, your son is so grateful for what you did to him. Because if you didn't do that, listen to me, what you did for your son is what a lot of parents who may be listening to the show now needs to do to their sons.
Yes, but the problem is that the parents
are scared.
Yes, get Timon. You say Timon,
your
boss.
Your kids can be your boss.
Yes, it's sad to
I don't care how tall you is. I'm going to get.
We say that.
I'm going to cut your legs off. I used to know my father head is not good. So don't think because you're tall, I can't talk. No, sir. I'm going to have you be the same level as I am.
Gena Timon, you say you ki boss parent, yo. Second cause do. E parent, si tu parent, I see you. E presque, you pas capable like Timon, you si tu le Timon, you parle anglais. You même pas parle anglais à bien. So, because your bagay,
but helping your child now can save your child's life, and it can save you from crying your head out. and I'll also save you from burying him. Because a lot of times these children get join gangs and they and these kind of things. They don't even have no insurance because you can't even afford it. You already trying to make ends meet for the house. You even think you're thinking about any insurance to put these children in any insurance. So when they dead now, we all looking for GoFundMe to bury the child. Because listen to me, whether you're dead or alive, it's still expensive. A burial, you still have to spend. So we're not even thinking about that.
That's why when they cry and twice, they cry in the
crying
power.
Twice. Because you're crying for the loss of the child. And then
you find the money to bury the child.
Find the money to bury this child. I can't even eat. And then my rent is due.
Thank you. I heard you got to bury that.
And then the light bill is due.
It's like that was the only child you had.
My water and sewage bill is due. How am I going to bury you? Don't let that be the end of the month. And so I have to go found me where I have to ask for help. No, you could have helped the child when you had a chance.
Let's see, longtemps, pareil, tu qu'on dit, au lieu pour faire me crier, c'est moi qui fais crier.
Oui, ça veut dire,
par contre, qu'on est aveugle pas faire ça.
Non.
Là, on dit que au lieu pour faire crier, ça veut dire que parce que vous êtes hétéro. Après, vous êtes hétéro, mais il y a beau bâton pour changer.
Oui, mais c'est ça. Des
gens qui croient, before you make them cry.
We need to step up our games. People, we need to wake up. Parents, this is a waking up call for us. This is so sad. Seven young men of this country, five are lying in the hospital with mothers. I don't know if they have kids yet because they said the oldest one would have been 22.
Oldest one?
18. The oldest one was 22 from the news that I heard. The oldest young man is 22. So that means everybody is from maybe 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yes. 18, 20, yeah. Might be 16 too, you don't know.
Never know. And gang is all that we can.
Someone just out of school.
On top of that, right, we live in 21/7. Everyone know each other. If I don't see you in the mall, I see you somewhere.
Yeah.
So we were his friend. We never saw all you, the school. So come on, man.
Are we going to continue to do the blaming game where we blame the government for crime being high? Did the government put
The government put no gun in nobody's hands. That's what I'm saying. I've seen
the police are doing their job.
This is your job as a parent.
They're not going to know when these young men go and sneak out and, you know, go shoot people and stuff. You're not watching them to say, hey, you know, do you know the person coming to shoot somebody tonight?
Okay.
They didn't tell you. They ain't called and say, hey, I'm going to do this right now.
The only problem I have with the police, where they're supposed to be.
Where they're supposed to be, they don't be. But the police can't be everywhere every day.
They can't
are trying their best to do their job.
Yeah,
that's the most
best.
Important
what
thing.
What we got to do now.
What we need to do too is work with the police and the communities and making sure that if we, you know, our community and our country is safe.
So my thing
for
about
our next generation.
Andy, where all this gun coming from? The Bahamas do not make guns. My point, where those guys,
where they get them from?
Where they get them from?
Too much guns in our streets.
Too much gun in our street. That's the main question I have. Even from here in the Bahamas, even in Haiti, those guys, them do not traveling. They do not have think where those guns coming from.
A 16-year-old holding for murder or 17-year-old.
Yeah, so where you get the gun from?
Get
from the parents, so friends, gotta be somewhere.
Yeah, so those things.
They buy the gun.
Is it the gang leaders that are giving the guns out? Is somebody that's doing that? And would you know? I'm sure the police are doing their job, but we need to tackle. We need to go from higher up. It has to be somebody higher because those children are so young, at the age of 16, 17, 18. By joining those gang members, they get. Maybe
but the police they be on the road every day, you know. You hear them say they find like a couple of guns in a car.
They just found something. I read the news where he said they found guns and drugs. Yeah. They're always finding. Still, it's always a lot out on the streets. And no matter how much they find, it looks like it's more on the streets.
Because I mean, and plus, they have a CCTV in almost every corner. But I thought that going to help them out. If a gun, someone fired a gunshot right away, I think you should be able to know exactly where the gun, where the person is. So, come on, man. Bright daylight. The guys don't wait in the night no more. Okay? So that show you how dangerous those young guys is right now. So we have to play harder.
And nobody has the fear of God in them anymore. Right now, we in fear of our lives because you don't know where to even go, where to hang out, because you don't know who's involved, who's not involved, who is in gang members, who's not in gang members. And the thing I dislike is you did something. You know somebody's coming after you. Why are you around all type of people, putting other people's life at risk? Stay by yourself. Sit and eat and drink by yourself.
This is why you don't go out with some people you don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing, Because if I know, any minute somebody could come for me because I know, hey, I shot somebody or I did something wrong. I know. Why am I going to be around Andy and Smith putting their life at risk?
Then it's just the little corner then.
Yeah. I sit in the little corner.
Stay at home.
And I be watching. Because I don't know when they don't care
coming.
Other people because that's being selfish, so I be watching in every little because I know I don't do something, so they're gonna, and I repent to God and said, God, forgive me because whatever I did was wrong. And I know if it's not today, it's tomorrow.
Stay at home. What you was doing a fish fry is not your place.
No.
You call it your
fish fry is a family
food
place.
Store is not your place.
No. That's a family place.
Yes.
People go there every day. The washouts and these guys now, they're not even waiting until you get somewhere. They look like when they drive by, they see you. They say, oh, okay, well, I was looking for this person. Since they're here, I might as well get rid of them one time.
One day see you.
And
they don't
even care where you are.
Mm-hmm. No,
they just
no.
see you. Mm-hmm. They know if they can see you again.
Mm-hmm.
So they walk and they ride with their guns in their hand. Too much guns are in our streets. Too much guns are in our streets.
There's a lot of young boys who have guns.
Yeah, so we can have a Be Nice Bar restaurant. We can invite you.
Oh, Be Nice Bar restaurant. We're going to go.
We're going to have to find a time to go.
No, they are part of our show now.
They
do advertisement on our show.
Be Nice Restaurant.
Yeah, Be Nice Restaurant.
Andy, Be Nice.
Yeah, Be Nice.
All the time.
So, Claude, I've supported you our show. Très bientôt, là, nous connaissons... Moi, après, il vivait là, il faut de nous passer chez elle.
Oh, yeah, non.
Où m'a-t-il?
Oui, pas bien, nous devons
réunir. Si on détruit 1000 dollars là-bas,
pour nous bagarrer.
Oui, nous devons faire avec lui.
Et quand même, pas bien, vous nous dites ça, si vous avez un thème, vous avez besoin de faire réception. Et
Be
Nice Bar. Vous êtes capable d'aller là, l'animé au téléphone, c'est 4-10-50. Et vous gen bon côté.
Et si on voulait faire un mariage réception?
Pas de problème, il y a un café mariage en dedans même.
C'est sous le chien.
Oh, sous le chien. Le mariage, ça fait, mon cher. Vous voyez, so, il y a un café. Pas qu'on soit entré là déjà, ou pourquoi entrer?
Je suis entré pour me faire là, il peut être fini.
Non, quand il y a le fini en dedans net. Et si vous allez parler avec tes chemises, tes maillots, passez en dedans, fait cool, en pile.
Non, en dedans, il y a un bon air conditionné. Air conditionné à travail.
So, Nabdiyo, nous avons sad news tout qui passe par bon ici. Nous avons un ami qui est là, qui est le village. Par contre, c'est qu'on ville. Et nous apprenons que monsieur perdit la ville aux États-Unis, ville. Il était ici.
Why you sound so familiar?
Villef Lerize. Il était qu'on ensemble avec Michel Taïsio, un groupe qui était relé. Comment même?
Oh, ça t'est relé. Oh, groupe ça.
Yeah,
monsieur, il semblait tomber subitement. Comment? C'est ça même? C'est ça ma pointe? Il est tombé subitement.
Well, condoléances à la famille.
Oui, c'est ça, Nabdi Mounioussa, et Villers-Fleurisier. C'est là, et nous connaissons plein d'informations pour nous. Élection est faite à Haïti. Non, pas élection, non. Je change pour l'année, c'est qu'on a un dossier, ça va pour nous. Ou pas le dossier. Nous avons un nouveau prime ministère.
Nous avons un nouveau prime ministère.
Nous avons un nouveau prime ministère encore à So c'est comme ça. On a
un nouveau chef police.
Non, un nouveau chef police ni un nouveau private sector, je crois.
That's what they it's like.
Yo voye Rami Ramo aller. Mhm. Et yo pour nouveau monde, on va connaître qui ça va le bail. Est-ce que sécurité a pour descendre? Mm-hmm. Et c'est pour ça que yo voye ça fait au pas de bail Ramo contrôler drone yo. Et parce que nèg yo pas chef et qu'on y a c'est 100% PHTK sous pouvoir qu'on y a. On va regarder comment ça va aller. Et puis tout, bon, dans la capitale, là, nous connaissons gang là, qui a fait ravager.
Notamment,
et barbecue fait qu'on est qui, depuis ou pas, mettez ça ouvre le métier, la mettez pays.
Qui va y aller pour mettre?
Mettez moun qui a besoin.
Moun est besoin.
Moun est besoin. Mais tout autant, si moun ça ou mettez, actuellement, il n'y a pas de moun qui mourit.
Parce que c'est lui qui met pays.
Delma, Delma 19, Delma 21, tout son Delma arrivé, Delma 32. Et monsieur, la gang pile coup de balle. Il fait qu'on est dans le jeu qui a venu. La va avancer toujours. Et ça qui fait mal, là, c'est parce que nous avons dit ça, non, qui a fait un bon travail dans la plateforme. Et tout le monde qui a fait publicité, par exemple, tant qu'on a parlé de Binaïs Bar Restaurant, là, depuis on gang de yo, il dit ah, ouais. Non, basso, cité là, pas cité là encore. Et pour cité, je vais tuer le monde qui va faire réclame. Eh bien, tout réclame ou dit, Tim ou dit, a été gagné.
Il
perdit tout. Quand il y a, et barbecue dit, c'est l'élevé.
Alors,
c'est l'élevé pour une radio gagner ou bien pour Tim ou dit, a gagné une publicité. C'est dit que même Oligat corrompu, même privé business surtout il y avait gang yo so ça veut dire ça gang landi c'est ça so actuellement là ou dit par contre que je ne pas le faire ça fait mal parce que son animation on confrère lié confrère de la radio so démontrer ça qu'arrive ça qu'arrive li qu'arrive nous toutes so au même cap garder nous c'est comme ça lui même lié on dit n'a virer caméra sur vous les ditis sur vous qu'on a capté l'information on va checker toujours parce qu'on connaît comme ça
checker so n'a pas occasion ça pour nous saluer et tout auditeur auditrice en qui branché Freeport et nous gagne m'a saluer mon Freeport en mieux merci en pile pour support nous merci en pile parce que nous toujours branché sur émission nous vraiment reconnaître que émission ça c'est pour haïtien lié pour communauté alliée et nous voulons dire nous remercier et continuer supporter nous avec tout l'autre monde sur Facebook qui branché sur Twitter
grand pile monde sur Facebook là la fait rien branché depuis à 10 pendant là hier
monde qui branché
sur pile monde
BTC Flow Channel 612 moun qui branché tout sous cable Bahama channel ayo 969 nous dit nous tout merci en pile parce que ou pas ka jam di ou ap rate show ou pa gen excuse parce que nous côté net nous tout sous réseaux sociaux yo so ou ka toujours gen chance pour prendre émission parce que c'est pour nous connaître nous pas ka rete dans TikTok seulement c'est pour nous prendre émission partager les nous sous live la partager parce que nous connaît nous ka aider on l'autre monde parce que nous pas jamais connaît qui ti information n'a fait passer ou qui si j'ai nous ka gagner ou même ou ka réfléchir tête réfléchir sur ça n'a dit a ou ka aider tête ou aider on l'autre monde so, s'il vous plaît toujours partager et toujours continuer supporter émission ça parce que let's talk together nous parler ensemble c'est pas pour moi même c'est pas pour Andy lié c'est pas pour Smith Joseph mais il là pour nous mêmes comme une seule communauté pour nous mêmes qui travaille ensemble pour nous mêmes qui ta aimé ouais changement dans communauté pour nous mêmes qui ta aimé tête ensemble qui ta aimé nous utile dans communauté est-ce que nous comprenons en pile bagaille changer so n'a continuer prier pour l'un avec l'autre parce que c'est pour nous connaître même si nous pas ouais chaque jour mais communauté a piti maintenant tellement la moun pa ouais longtemps dit waouh moi en pile moun pa ta remè si sel lè ça pour nous wè l'un avec l'autre.
Vous si m'te fon ofran jodi a bon pour moi pile oui.
A nous comme mais ça nous va faire ça ce
point non.
Il va faire ça. So on nous continuer, on nous continuer supporter l'un avec l'autre, on nous continuer remè l'un avec l'autre. On nous continuer supporter émission ça tout parce que on pa ta remè si sel bé merci pour l'émission. Nous toujours bon nous numéro émission c'est 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59 or si ou même ou pa gen minute nan téléphone ou nou gen WhatsApp line, you know, ou pa konnen nou gen WhatsApp line.
Yeah, yeah, nou gen WhatsApp.
Nou ka texte nou nan WhatsApp. Texte nou nan WhatsApp nan 422 47 96. Bon WhatsApp line anko. Numéro WhatsApp la c'est 422 47 96. So, lè nan pale sou un sujet ou ka pa gen minute ou ka ou message nou nan WhatsApp la. Parce que moun yo mwen bay mwen vle pran choix nan manou.
OK.
Choix sa pa chowe miye. Se choix isen. Si nou pa ale émission,
y a exactly. Se pa y a y a point nan menou parce que yes, ou ka pran.
Mhm. Mgen. Fwa isen mwen bak mwen. Oui.
Même là tande n'ap di mot anglais pour occuper nous non?
Ah, pour occuper non parce que mwen connais an pile nan ki koute émission mais émission la pour nous mêmes. C'est pour nous mêmes nous pa nous valè. Je dis ça, pas tendre nous pour nous montrer nous, nous aimons nous, nous aimons nous, nous connaissons.
Bien, bien, quand tu commences à venir à créole là, bien,
nous. C'est ça qui fait mon content, les mois haïtiens, mieux. Gain, d'où pour me dire, waouh, regardez combien haïtiens qui appellent l'émission, regardez combien haïtiens.
Ça qui n'est pas vrai, on a tout à côté.
Tout
à côté.
Comment
on va faire pour nous à côté?
Non, gagne moun ki pa rele c'est pour l'autre moun pa tan de voir.
Ça pa rien.
Gan pile moun ki dim ça, nou dim ça. On nous fait bon show, nous tan de bon petit dame juste dim.
Mais le côté attend de voir, pas rien à faire. Ka di allo Smith, moi le show a continuer comme ça.
Pays ça son pays ou ka di, de pou pa di foot ou pa rele ou pa di vie bêtise bagay nan émission ou ka rele si nous gon si j'en a parlé de lui, oh tellement tellement bien, besoin ti information, c'est bon bagay m'tan de émission, on m'aime ça. Ou ka partager ido. C'est ça qui fait nous vin pi bon. Ou comment ça m'a dit because gon bagay on ka di ki pa bien. Oh lady T. Tellement tellement bien oui, et m'a vin pi bien. Ça c'est qu'on sale nous aide l'un avec l'autre, nous partager.
Gardez qu'on yo ka di à la one badé.
À la one badé.
Ou pas de cadil.
Mais c'est
oui.
Même là que ou pa rele pour entrer dans sujet, ou ka juste rele. Encourager nous travail à faire.
Moi
écouter nous tel côté, d'accord.
Content que n'a travail pour communauté haïtienne parce que son seul nous est. Nous sommes seuls. It doesn't matter. Nous sommes seuls. Ou ka sot Kamake Road ou sot Joe Fountain Road ou sot Prince Charles ou sot Market Street ou sot East Street Robinson Road. Qu'importe quoi. Bon ka sot Abaco même l'autre. Bon garder mon Freeport comment eux même. Konnen la, mon Freeport je pense que problème là. Oui, bon si on dit mon aller malé. Parce que mon nation pas rien même papa il fripote parce que c'est mon fripote qui cap supporter.
N'a salé mon qui en bas live là Junior Richard qui l'ensemble avec nous Versan Schneider Didi Mac Dorville lesquels concerne nous en bas live là mes amis c'est pour nous partager avec l'autre monde
puis partager live là analyse partager tout le monde qui sur live là pas checker live là parce que me pas connait qui mon cap garder qui mon qui pas garder puis pas faire bouche en longue jodi a bam checker live là pour moi tout nom moun yo k'ap gade live là moi même
info pour nous
c'est pour partager
ouais les dit nous gagne leader mouvement national là libla qui c'est FNM Michael Pintard qui déclaré système immigration vient craser et puis corrompu en administration devise là li fait plus immigration yo a fait pas fait travail yo le bi George lui-même qui a les côtés que les répondre il dit comme ça que lui ouais toute bagaille strict gens que immigration yo a travail dans l'aria ça veut dire que yo toujours a fait travail yo
pour toute arrestation mon ça gagne pour pas faire travail yo
mais par contre qui ça au besoin mon frère encore
I see immigration bus all over the place catching people and they caught a lot of people
even Sunday we remember we talking about that Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, they catching so much
they
people.
They catching a lot of people.
And listen, if you are here illegal,
we say
it's right.
Yeah.
The immigration officers are doing their job. Mm-hmm. Once they are not using force now, I'm always against that. Once they are not abusing their power by, you know, hitting people for no reason. But if you are in the country illegal, that's their job.
Yeah, Premier Minister Chester Cooper, li eli vice-président Assemblée générale Organisation mondiale touriste Nations Unies pour région américain yo. Nous connaissons. Mes amis, moun ki connaît monsieur, nous dit li félicitations.
Oh, Chester Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he's doing a great job with ministry.
Excellent job. Yeah,
yes, with tourism. Minister of Tourism. Okay, look like I have another break.
I think this is our last break, right?
Oh, that's the last break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. This is our last
okay, week. Guys, you are still tuned into Guardian 96.9 FM. We will be right back with the news right after this break. Do not touch the button. Naptan Nuka.
Your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Can kek biwo medikala kifwete tetyo nambay multiply service. Menu na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image sisa no fe. Member guy pour lot location nou yo, image na gouverneur ni na kamakelo. Même si nous ta besoin yon radiographie, mammographie, échographie ou scanner pour femme grosse, nous gen yo. Yon équipe commissionnaire conseil radiologue certifié tout employeur yo. Yo chaque ak propre domaine yo. Yo bay docteur ou résultat ou nan 24 temps. Rele 328 81 57. Pour rendez-vous dans Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, location Kamakelod ou bien image dans Grosvenor Jodia.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Seyen et puis Chita, s'il vous plaît, yap rele pour radiographie. Tale, c'est ça qui fait rele Saltan. Ou pas gen problème dans Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat. Ça veut dire entrée, sortie. Si test depuis stage ou moutre écran, radiologue nous, ka kondi alternatif test dépitage ça. Kounya la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Do not forget, my show is sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. We have three great locations to serve you. Ladies, make your appointments today. Go get your breast check. We are the best, the oldest in the business, period. Go. Okay? So we have three great locations. Let me go. We have Carmichael, we have Centerville, and we also have imaging at Grosvenor, which is right there at PMH and PMH Yard. You can't miss it. So I am looking forward to everybody going there, calling to make their appointment because their service is remarkable. You will not regret it. Communauté haïtienne, s'il vous plaît, nous parlons émission sa sponsor à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Et nous voulons dire toutes filles captain de nous dans la communauté haïtienne, aïe checké tete nous. Li important, depuis qu'il venait 35 ans, 37 ans, 40 ans, il pi mal. Aïe checké tete, aïe fait examen tete. Fort Terrace gen pile haïtien, toutes différentes nationalités là. Mais haïtien là, il y a parlé créole avant, relé yo faire appartement sou pa vle relé ou met relé m'a relé moun pou faire appartement pou pa gen casse problème la fini tout ka just marcher ou pa même besoin faire appartement même because yo gen trois location yo gen une ka marquer l'autre yo gen une ki nan Saint-Novella ak yo gen une ki nan Lacou Princess Margaret l'hôpital Princess Margaret là allez et m'a dit nou il fait mal it you know it hurts to see this show ki son un show haïtien avec un compagnie bahamien qui sponsor show ça depuis nous commencer. And so we want to give a special thank you to Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center.
Sure.
Because you see how smart they are? They get their business.
They didn't know what they're doing.
Yeah. You listen to me. They get their business to advertise in two different languages. They're not new. They are very intelligent. That's why I love them.
And the school going to open right now. We're going to need some of the school
people. So if you want to be a part of the show and you want your business to be advertised in two languages, maybe we can do three languages. Because we do French. French is not no broken Creole.
Abra Espanol.
French is not no broken Creole. We do French, we do Creole, and we do English. Okay. We can advertise your show for you in three different languages. So
making.
You won't miss it. So if you want to sponsor this show, gladly call us at Guardian. Let them know I want to sponsor Let's Talk Together with Lady T and D360 and Smith Joseph. Listen to me. They will be gladly for you to come on board with us. So those who are missing out, listen to me. As I was saying, the parents need to wake up. The business owners need to wake up.
Got you.
Okay? Business owners, wake up and get smart today. Get smarter. Get into the marketing game where you can get your show.
Okay, Lizzy. Pabli, mon capon bosso, faites attention. Gen yon bus driver qui te passé, oh, mon qui te prend un bus de 3 calottes parce que mon ça, pendant 2 fois, li mouté bossan, la paye le dollar. Mes amis, Aïtien, si c'est nous-mêmes, faites attention. Boss paye $50. Parle by Boston, driver à dollar, s'il vous plaît, pour nous pas casser tête, non, parce que ça fait l'aide. Avant bon j'ai va faire qu'on est les gars famille pour l'occuper mes amis pas chaque fois nous monter n'a shot lui 50 cents
no but he's not supposed to slap those person
yeah because he said that's a third time
yeah you could have just told the person don't shot him
okay lady okay no, daddy
don't shot his money
no don't shot him you rather pay one.
Dans mes temps d'inquiétude, tu as grandi sous sécurité nationale la premier ministre Charles Washington Mexique dans île Tegan Caicos, il était annoncé dans une conférence pour la presse nationale une suspension immédiate sous moi sous affaire papier travail avec visa pour haïtien yo.
Tegan Caicos, je connais ça, yo font suspend sous papier moun sa yo.
Lundi qui était passé tout mes amis te gen un tremblement de terre qui était fait dans Haïti, c'était dans zone Pétionville, dans zone Delma. Et bien c'est bien, nous disons Dieu merci parce que pas gagne aucun monde qui mourit. Et on connaît à cause de tremblement de terre qui passé 2010, ça a dit fait. En plus, le monde vient peur parce que on pas connaît qui réaction que le a fait. En plus, le monde était en couille, quitté la caillou. En plus, patrouille ou personnel, il était protégé, infrastructure nationale clé. En cours principal à l'aéroport international Haïti, port maritime, atlog bien et stratégique. Malgré effort continuel, gang armé pour bloquer gros route, force MSS et police nationale ont infestiment relouvri route clé dans centre ville Port-au-Prince, tant que Kinshkov, Fuji, Delma, Thomasin et Teleco. Parmi l'autre côté, ça qui facilite mobilité yo ak sécurité pour public là. Force sécurité conjoint yo été repoussé avec succès plusieurs attaques gang tant qu'ou tentative attaque sur téléco dans Port-au-Prince ak station police ça vient dans pont sondé ensemble ak incident dans zone Pétionville là. Réponse rapide ak coordonné yo pour propre MSS yo été métralisé menace sa yo pour être capable de faire tout ça, yo capable pour mettre tout bagay en place. Tout ça a été passé dans le pays, nous, en Haïti. C'est ça, Smith? qu'on est nous elle à Chris nous nous gagne plus nouvelle toujours mais
nous série ratio pour Pita et bien toujours dans capitale là tout n'a pas invité Mounio et immigration lui-même prend et l'autre décision encore actuellement là ils font camper dans affaire nouveau papier pour le moment il y a travail sur ça et puis tout monde qui t'ai connait fait et certificat de bonne vie messieurs qu'on a demandé pour faire une autre façon elle dit au poil na exactement faut ta sorti dans SDCPJ qu'on y a donc on a invité tout monde ça yo pour yo prendre patience et même papier renouveler dans moment et à nous apprendre qui geti olena yo toujours nous pouvons connait qui décision premier et comment on cap dit ça et monde qui général konya
qui ça que pas le faire
qui ça on pas le faire et c'est nous gon nouveau monde qui remplacer et n'attend mais ça lui-même il toujours là avec haïtien on a pas de même qui gon papier tout qui presque fini pas tant c'est les papiers a fini non mais on pour mettre l'en dedans dégage au gain temps à mettre en dedans et puis a fait assurance là tout mon yo toujours prend dernier temps pour y aller payer assurance on dit il t'a plus bon ou payer assurance là chaque mois
tout le temps on dit ça
on dit ça quand nous dit ça l'autre information encore n'a pas s'il vous plaît ou même qui pral voyager aller dans pays d'Haïti trop l'argent nous bail moun relé en dit 360 relé tête li love relé nous même ou pas qu'avoir à plus que 10,000 dollars pile compatriote d'haïtien yo nous apprendre qui yo
saisi il a fait cadeau l'argent
il a fait cadeau en pile l'argent dans n'importe là chaque jour nous dit ça mais yo pas attendre yo toujours à monter avec un vrai corps et depuis l'état prend comme ça yo ou pas joindre yo encore
spécialement si yo pas gagne un business license
si pas gagne un business license
encore on soutenant et surtout yo bon réussir côté ou te toucher comme là
ou te toucher comme
ça ou ka gagne ça ou ka prendre ou ka
ou ka prendre ou ka prendre avocat
y a
bon
comme là
mais
faut
maman
faut
hier faut et ça ça mon nan kembe so a faut gon réussir qui dit que et mettant montant cob qui lui-même li baou et pas oublier nous gagne l'école qui pourra l'ouvrir là dans l'autre quelques semaines qui a fini là si toutefois au monde disposé ou t'es capable aider chose ça et je fais quelques petits monde joindre quelques valises quelques cahiers tout pour l'école il t'a fait dit bien pile business manio haïtien yo
by for by son that is so true yeah so même, if anybody wants to participate
let's talk together nous gain pour nous font aller dans yard haïtien yo et te mettre quelques cahiers nous capable bay à ti monde qui pour aller l'école yo parce que gain des parents qui vraiment dans moment pour qu'on joindre
rat uniforme pour ti monde
so
each one help one so if we have if anybody's interested in helping us with what we're doing with the back to school you may have you know bikes pencils books whatever it is, and you feel like you want to help, you can call us at 431-1514. Andy?
535-8128.
Smith?
376-1390.
Yes, and you can be a part of what we want to do. Because it's each one help one. You know, at this moment, there's a lot who can't afford, you know, to send their kids back to school. And so my producer is saying that my time is finished, right?
You're going to close the show now.
Okay, community Haïtien, everybody that's listening, we want to give you a special thank you. We appreciate you. To have a blessed Sunday. We will see you again next week Sunday. God bless you. Let's all stay safe, okay?
Yeah.
Let's Talk Together in English was brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.